Okay, one more. Politics now. NPR News' Day to Day. This one, the abortion issue. It's not news, but it will be talked about in this election season. On Capitol Hill yesterday, something unexpected from Democrats in the House. NPR's Julie Rovner filed this report.
Tim Ryan is a Democrat from Ohio who votes with abortion opponents two-thirds of the time. He says his pro-life leanings are the reason he's backing the new bill that would, among other things, provide more money for federally funded family planning services.
If this is implemented, it will reduce the number of unintended pregnancies and therefore abortions in the country.
Among those joining Ryan is Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, a staunch supporter of abortion rights. She's embracing the bill, which, among other things, includes provisions that in the past have been opposed by pro-choice groups. Those include encouraging pregnant women to be given more information about abortion alternatives, as well as ultrasound exams. And even as an abortion rights advocate, DeLauro says she's willing to say that abortion is not a positive thing.
People who support the right to choose do not celebrate abortion. No one does. We fully recognize this is a morally complex issue.
The bill, formerly known as the Reducing the Need for Abortion and Supporting Parents Act, has been in the works for nearly a year. It includes not only a series of provisions designed to prevent unintended pregnancies, but also ways to make it easier for pregnant women to put their babies up for adoption or to keep and raise them. Included, for example, are grant programs for college students who are pregnant or raising children. Sister Sharon Dillon of the group Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good noted that two-thirds of women who have abortions cite economic factors as a reason.
This statistic simply cannot be ignored. Nor can we continue to ignore the responsibility we all share for living in a society in which raising children for some has become seen as a burden, and in which women are forced into positions in which they see no other option.
Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel says that for those on both sides of the abortion debate, coming together shouldn't be such a big deal.
Once you get out of Washington, the world of absolutes ends. And there's a lot more people that are yes, but, and no, comma, well, than there are in the absolute world.
But it is a big deal politically, says Clyde Wilcox, a government professor at Georgetown University, particularly here at the start of what's already a very contentious election season.
Parties have used the abortion issue very effectively to mobilize voters for a number of years, and so both parties have a stake in having this issue in some sense not settled.
And Wilcox says for the dozen or so members backing the bill, there's the risk of losing the support of groups on their side of the debate.
For the pro-lifers, the danger is that they're going to be accused of, you know, not being, you know, sincere in their faith or whatever. For the pro-choice side, the idea is that you're not really protecting women's rights.
So far, the bill has won some limited praise from abortion rights groups, but not from those against abortion. They object in particular to more federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which uses non-federal funds to also perform abortions. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.